From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Gospel program. At this time of the year, I usually set aside whatever studies we are engaged in and take up the topic of the birth of Christ and let the Bible tell us what happened on that wonderful occasion 2,000 years ago. Now, I have explained many times on our programs that Christ was not born on the 25th of December. If you would like to hear that matter dealt with in a sermon, please contact me and I will send you a free tape of that particular message. I have also indicated on a number of occasions how that much that is linked with the celebration of the birth of Christ at this time of the year are activities that are pagan in origin and very much Christ dishonoring. The honest person has only to look around to see that this is so. Our topic this morning, and again at 3 o'clock this afternoon, will be centered upon how Christians should celebrate the birth of Christ. This morning we will look particularly at how Christians should testify and witness and clearly state the true purpose of Christ coming into the world. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, I will be dealing with the topic of urging upon men the reception of which Christ is worthy. I hope that you join with us at 3 o'clock. But before we turn to our topic this morning, I'm going to play a hymn, and then we will consider the words of Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and the verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The hymn is, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. Turning now to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and the verse 15, and we're going to consider the true purpose for which Christ came into this world.
I suppose the plainest scripture that we could set forth as a summary of the reasons and the purpose of Christ coming into the world is found in 1 Timothy. And the chapter 1 and the verse 15, these are familiar words. The boys and the girls here, I'm sure, know this verse. They'll have read it. They'll have learned it. They'll have come across it in their children's meetings and in their Sabbath school. They certainly will have heard it in our school. Verse 15 of 1 Timothy chapter 1 reads, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation." Now, boys and girls, for I do want you to know that what that long little introduction simply means is that here's something you can really believe. This is a faithful saying. It's true, through and through. It's worthy of all acceptation. It's something that you should receive, that you should accept. It's worthy to be accepted. And what is it that is thus introduced to us? This fact, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. There's no doubt about the truth of this statement, boys and girls. Jesus came into the world. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about that at all. And he came into the world to save sinners. And Paul says, in the light of that, of whom I am chief. Now, these words tell us that this world is lost in sin. You only launch a rescue mission for those who are lost. If you ring up the police and say, "Listen, I want to report someone lost," they'll come out. Well, I'm sure they'll come out, eventually. And they'll say, "Well, now let's have the details. When did you last see this person?" And they'll ask you, "Do you really think they're lost? For we wouldn't want, you know, to be engaged in activities that were unnecessary." And they'll question you before they launch a search. They'll have to be convinced there's a need for a search and a seeking out of this person you say is lost. Well, now, believe me, when God launches a rescue mission, there are grounds for such a mission. And when he sent his Son into the world to seek and to save that which was lost, you can be sure the world is lost, and lost in sin. How can we as Christians associate ourselves with the false view of the Savior's coming that is very evidently propagated at a season of the year like this? The world's devoted to sin. It loves sin. It rejoices in its sin. And consequently, if you see it celebrating the birth of Jesus, you can be absolutely sure that they don't know why Jesus came into the world. Otherwise, they wouldn't be celebrating as they are. Oh, the world in its celebrations does not realize that the purpose of the Savior to come into the world was to deliver it from the very activities that it is indulging in as a means of celebrating his birth. The world loves these celebrations, you know, because they're sinful. They're sinful. Every year we see the evidence of it, the rise in the drunkenness, the rise in death on the roads, the rise in the activities of various government agencies to try and stop it. I heard the other day on the news that over in Wales, it opened up mobile field hospitals to cope with the drunkards that the ordinary health provisions couldn't cope with. So they launched, like an emergency scene from the wartime, they launched these field hospitals to cope with the drunkenness and the consequences of drunkenness that men engage in, women engage in their celebrations of the birth of Jesus. Nothing indicates more clearly that the world doesn't know why Jesus came, and how can it? It's lost in darkness and lost in wickedness. The world's notions of God and its worshipping of God is a sin. The activities at this season of the year in which people engage in spiritual exercises, not the parties and the dances. Let's look at the religious side of the celebration. Even they are sinful. Because you see, the world in its sin has no knowledge of God. And the things that it believes are acceptable to God are not acceptable to God. We are told in Isaiah 64 and the verse 6, a very well-known verse, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Paul was a religious Jew, a most devout religious man, but he was nevertheless a sinner, and he recognizes it here. I was the chief of sinners, he said, though I was religious, and I never, never, never missed any of the religious duties in which I was led to believe I should engage in. I never missed one, but I was a sinner. And all the religious activities I engaged in were hateful in God's eyes, and he utterly rejected. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came to a world that's lost in sins, and all its activities, even its religious activities, are stained and darkened by sin. The world is in need of salvation. It's in need of salvation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It cannot save itself, else the Savior would never have come. He would have let the world save itself. He would have said, it's not necessary for me to intervene. They have the capability of working out their own salvation. I don't need to intervene. But mankind, so many times in the Bible, is likened unto lost sheep. They haven't the ability to find their way home again. We've all read stories of cats that have been taken hundreds of miles away and thrown out the car. And the old cat's almost home before the fella in the car. It knows its way back. We've read of the most remarkable stories of dogs that in like fashion, we can't understand it, but they too covered hundreds of miles, found their way home again. They know how to get home, but a sheep doesn't. And that's why God says that mankind is not like lost cats or lost dogs, but like lost sheep. They can't find their way home. That's why Jesus came into the world, for it was lost, in need of salvation. And all the activities this lost world engages in, supposedly by way of celebrating the coming of Christ, are the activities of those who in darkness know not what they do. That's what the Savior said on the cross. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. What do you think they thought they were doing? When they nailed the Savior to the cross, what do you think they thought they were doing? They thought they were doing God's will. They thought they were doing the right thing. But they were crucifying the Lord of glory. Because you see, man, the sinner's blind. And being blind, he comes up with all sorts of notions as to what is right and what is wrong and what is acceptable to God. But they're all decisions and views that have been formed in the dark, and they're wrong.
Do join me at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we will continue our theme of considering why it was Christ came into the world. And particularly we're going to consider the need to press upon men that reception of Christ of which he is worthy. Do join me then. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.